Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Check. 1, 2. Bitcoin. 1, 2, 3. Ethereum. 1, 2, 3. Bitcoin Cash, 1, 2, 3. Doge, 1, 2, 3.
Monero.
Negative five.
Silver, 1, 2, 3. All right, instead of check.
Goldback.
Ooh, nice.
Don't make up.
Yeah. You know, when two hosts agree, it's usually a good thing here on Free Talk Live.
Which, just for the record, they're called ho-hos. Just throwing that out there.
Ho-hosts?
Ho-hosts.
Ho-ho-ho!
Are we hoes?
No.
Where are my hoes at?
Oh, my hoes are gone from my microphone stand.
Yep. Christmas is over.
After last night's show, I told Bonnie a story about, like, one of my aunts who would set up Christmas decorations, like, the day after Thanksgiving, if not on Thanksgiving itself, while she had help, right? You know, like, here, Bobby, you put up, and you're tall, you can reach
the
tree.
Well, you're here.
Right, you know, that kind of, oh, will you put these lights around the window, you know, that kind of thing. So she had additional labor, and then she would leave them up until Easter.
Until
everybody came back, and then would help take it down and put it back.
Well,
you know, so like, is that smart? Is it lazy, or is it both?
Both.
I think it's very smart. I noticed some people put their Christmas decorations up like a week before Christmas, or like a day before Christmas, and then they take them off right after.
Yeah.
What a waste of time.
Okay.
What a waste of time. At least I think it makes sense. Like, get the whole month of December at least. That way, you know, you get your Christmas month, get your pretty lights for a little bit.
What I don't understand is some of the less elaborate decorators, right? They only put up like a string of lights around the underside of their roof. I'm just saying, like, why don't they just leave the lights up all year round? Why do they even take them down? Because all you gotta do is turn them on, or plug them in, unplug them, like, do the work once, and enjoy the lights for every season for the rest of your life, for as long as you own that house, I guess.
Yeah, get, like, a nice white light.
Something.
I once had a Christmas tree last until May, and then we just got rid of it.
A real one?
Yeah. We fed it one time, put two aspirins in that thing, and it was green, didn't shed. Just stayed in my nice...
It's a Christmas miracle.
Right. Finally, they're like, you're leaving soon, and the neighbor wants their tree stand back, so we're going to... You got to get rid of that thing. I'm like, it's not dead yet. It's still...
It's literally part of the family now.
Yeah.
Before we carry on about how Santa Claus is a lot... I mean, Christmas stuff.
Whoa! Fighting words.
We should tell the listeners that this is Free Talk Live.
Oh.
That's the name of the show. We do have a name. You're not just listening to three random people babble on.
You are.
You kind of are.
Let's put a label on that.
We just called it Free Talk Live so that, you know, we could do branding and that kind of thing. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord, Dr. Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
And, it's been a weird holiday season. Did you guys get my gift?
The Captain Kickass Parody Project LP?
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Listeners, if you're listening and you did not receive my gift firsthand directly from me, that's okay. You can motor over to lordkickass.com on the internet and click on something called COVID Carols. It's a three-song EP. Last year, I was challenged by Ian to write some parodies of Christmas songs in the key of COVID, what with the lockdowns and the vaccines and, you know, the government's overreaction.
And we thought it was going to be a one-off for that year only.
Yeah, we thought, oh, these will be irrelevant in 2 weeks.
Unfortunately, that was not the case.
So since that wasn't the case, I recorded one of the songs, and it's called, last year, and it's called The Lockdowns Are Dumb. It's a parody of The Little Drummer Boy. And so I recorded the other two, but I didn't like them as much, so I only released the one. I did some tweaks to the mix and fixed some things in the studio, if you will, on the other two songs. So now there's The Lockdowns Are Dumb. There's Do You Fear What I Fear?
Oh, that's my favorite.
You know, Do You Hear What I Hear? And then, of course, Have Yourself a Sterile Little Christmas, where Captain Kickass attempts to croon, right?
Wow.
There's a bit of, me crooning. So, not cringing, crooning. There's a difference. I think I did it some justice.
You have to explain to the millennials what crooning actually is.
Yeah, I have no clue what that means.
Yeah, think like Frank Sinatra. Think like piano guy in a nightclub with one vocalist singing.
Oh.
You know, doing the, hey, everybody. You know, I think Richard Cheese.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, he's
a pastiche of the crooners.
Okay.
Right, so... and also, I need to tell you, because it is a gift, I have gone with the pay-what-you-want model. So if you go over to LordKickAss.com and you click on COVID Carols and you want to download them, you just click on the buy button, whatever that is. I think it even says pay what you want. You can enter zero, and you'll still be able to download them and all that kind of stuff. If you find value in these, you think they're funny, and or you want to support me as a person, feel free to pay. I've already had somebody overpay for the entire discography that's available at that site, so that was pretty cool. So if you haven't got your present from me, it is over at LordKickAss.com. Click on COVID Carols.
I meant to actually play that at my family event.
I'm hoping
people
would.
And I totally forgot, and I'm like so upset, and now I have to wait until next year, but I'm sure this craziness will still be going on, and my family will still be able to enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
I have a good mix in my family of like believers and non-believers, so to speak. Like we got some red-pilled people in there, We got some libertarians or people on the verge of being libertarians. So
and you got some blues.
And then we got some jabbers. We got some hardcore believers.
Some crafts of demo.
Yes. So
your meme, the how are you still alive people?
Yes, but they still came, so...
If I were me and I had, this family unit that is, as you describe, a mix of political leanings and that, what I would do, and I hope that somebody in, the listener world will pull this off, it's not too late. Some folks have their gatherings after Christmas or before New Year's, and like New Year's, there's a bunch of gatherings. So my hope is that somebody will just take these songs and just put them on and not say anything to anybody about it. Not be like, hey, I went online or I listened to the show, blah, blah, blah. No,
just put it in the Christmas mix.
Just throw it in the rotation, and wait.
Okay.
And wait and see if anybody notices, See what happens.
Burn it to a CD and put it in their 6-CD changer in the trunk of their car.
Yeah, whatever you got to do. Okay. They're MP3 files. You can get actually any kind of file off of the website. You can get FLAC files. You can get WAV files. You can get 320KB MP3s, like all high-quality stuff. They're all high-res stuff. And, in fact, the files that you get will have the lyrics of the songs embedded in the files as well.
Nice.
So if your device reads that kind of information, the lyrics will be right on screen for you. Or on if you have one of the ones in your car, the lyrics will just start going by.
Lots of fun karaoke.
So. Yeah. So, at any rate, enough about that. I want to talk about something that I know in the libertarian circles and the voluntarist, freedom-oriented people circles, Facebook gets a bad rap, and it should, because, I don't like that guy. I can't say my parody for his name over the radio. Because it's a bad word, and the FCC will frown upon it.
Farmer.
Needless to say, it rhymes with Truckerberg.
Ironically, also rhymes with Zuckerberg.
Yeah. But I am a big fan of memes. I love memes because if a picture is worth 1,000 words, how many words is a picture with, 5 or 10 words on it worth?
At least a few giggles.
I think a lot more.
1,005?
And memes, to me, drive a point home very quickly. I'm sort of a visual kind of a guy anyway, so I appreciate this kind of a thing. But memes, drive the point home, particularly when it comes to political stuff. Like, the first political memes that I remember were just cartoons in, the newspaper way back in the day. Political cartoons. Those were memes.
I feel like this is another lesson that libertarians have to learn. And that is, we are in meme culture.
We are.
And no one wants to read your essay.
No.
On whatever it is you're writing, or however old that essay is.
Right, particularly not when you could just post a meme and say all of that.
That's all people care. That's the attention span of the modern internet surfer.
Right.
If I don't ha-ha, I don't want to see it.
Well, and the others know this, right? Which is why they will lie in the headline and then post the truth in the article, but the headline is the only thing that circulates.
So I want to talk a little bit more about something good that has come of from Facebook and a bunch of libertarian memers. These are people who either love or, and or create memes. Usually if you love memes, you end up creating one anyway. So, but something very, very good has come this holiday season out of libertarians and memeing. And we'll tell you more about that coming up here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back, everybody. thank you for tuning in. It is the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio talk program, syndicated nationally, and we'll run the internet, too, and on some satellite stations, so we're worldwide. We're everywhere.
Intergalactic planetary.
We're omnipotent. No, we're not quite omnipotent.
Oh.
But nor are we omnipotent. Which is the mispronunciation of omnipotent.
Understood.
Yes. If you would like to join the conversation, the telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Rich.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started right at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for ignoring this important world-changing information. If you are already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, all the latest cryptocurrency news, and it's all brought to you on a slick and very easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. All right, we've been talking about Christmas. We've been talking about parody carols. And
Christmas is over.
All that stuff. Well, no, it's actually not over. We're enjoying Christmas right now. In fact, Nikki has brought in these fine holiday baked goods that she made, some Christmas cookies and some cupcakes, and it's all very festive in here.
Just
one of my talents.
Studio.
Your talons?
Yeah, talons.
Oh, talents. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Nikki, Christmas you're kitty? Scaring me.
Nope, just very, very cute cookies. Nothing scary to see here.
But we were, I just have to mention this, you guys wore snazzy sayings on your shirts, and I didn't
get
the memo.
It's my Christmas
present. So, Richie Rich, you're sporting, should the government, ... and then big, giant, nope. That's pretty great.
Say no more.
And Nikki.
And I accept Bitcoin.
Nikki, you accept Bitcoin. Bitcoin accepts you.
Aw, thanks, Bitcoin.
Speaking of snazzy sayings, we were talking about memes, and memes are a picture accompanied with snazzy things, some words
sure.
that like drive a point home.
A left, you're a leftist, then it's a paragraph over the picture.
We know leftists can't meme, so it's fine. But I stumbled upon this because I, on the Facebook, the Reverend Captain Kickass is friends with many a libertarian voluntarist type, and there's
went
a Facebook
into the belly of the beast to pull these memes out for you.
There's a Facebook group called Wheelchair Vans from Liberty Memes Fans. Now, that's a mouthful to say. Wheelchair Vans from Liberty Memes Fans. This is comprised of a whole bunch of people who not only create but distribute Liberty memes or fans of the people who do this. They create these memes and they always have some sort of a, you know, hey, freedom is better than what we currently have, you know, kind of a thing. And so they've decided that they are going to put their memes to work for charity purposes. And this was spawned out of somebody needing a wheelchair van. I believe it started because there was a story about how, like, some kids in, like, a high school or college, you know, shop-type class ended up building, like, a wheelchair for a kid who needed it or something. And they were like, well, we can do that, but we can do it with vans and people who need the wheelchair van. Because these are a specialty item that are more expensive than buying, say, a regular van and that type of thing. You have to have special apparatus to put a wheelchair in and out and, you know, that kind of stuff. Ramps or lifts and this type of thing go into that. So they decided that they were going to use the art of memery to do some GoFundMe stuff to get some wheelchairs for some people.
Or the vans.
Oh, sorry, wheelchair vans
or wheelchair
for some people.
People.
Not wheelchair, well, I guess they would be wheelchair people. And technically, I guess a van could be a giant wheelchair. Right, it's just, it accepts more passengers.
Okay.
I'm, like, envisioning a transformer that, like, goes from, like, wheelchair person to wheelchair
it's a van. Right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I just pulled up the section of the Facebook page where these guys are, and the top paragraph reads, $81,200 crowdfunded and 3,000 individual Liberty Memes donations in 1 month. So just the month of December, $81,000. And they give the December 2021 breakdown of our wheelchair van crowdfunding. Van number three, so apparently they did van number one and two before December. Van number three, Tom's old wheelchair van died. He had no way of getting another. On top of that, his former van was dangerous. He broke several ribs just from hitting bumps in the road.
Oh, God.
And his wheelchair lift was floppy like a cartoon diving board. So the stats here for van number three. It was posted on December 7th. A total of $14,735 of a $12,000 goal was crowdfunded. 595 people donated with an average donation of $24.76. And the time to completion, 3 days.
Nice.
Wow, that's impressive.
That's just van number three. Van number four, Lars developed muscular dystrophy after being a physically active young adult. Being wheelchair-bound limited his ability to travel far from home without assistance of others. His dream is to be able to purchase a van that he can take on adventures with his dog, Chewy, without having to rely on others. So van number four stats posted on December 13th. They crowdfunded $30,725 of a $30,000 goal. 1,100 donations were made. The average donation, $27.93. And the time to complete was 9 days.
Nice.
So these guys are doing some good work. I've got the same thing for van five. Sarah has spina bifida. Her parents are no longer able to lift her into the vehicle and need a multi-lift system to move her. Her parents created her cause on July 26th, but it received limited traction. Her father said, "We're waiting on God's time," when asked if the need was still present, and sure enough, it was. They posted on December 22nd a total of $7,185 of a $6,900. Our goal was achieved. 306 donations with the average donation of $23.48. Time to complete, 2 days.
So that one, it sounds like the family had their own funding.
They set up a GoFundMe and they were trying to...
And it wasn't getting the traction that
right.
This meme group was getting.
Right. So they took on the meme, or they made memes about this and started distributing them around the internet. And, of course, that has a call to action to say, hey, come over here and go and donate.
Is that part of what the memes are about these funding goals specifically? Or is it just general memes that...
I think they're just like Liberty memes.
Okay, I've never seen the page.
Yeah, I think I've seen it once or twice.
So.
That'd be kind of messed up if they were like memes about the people in the wheelchairs, because I can't see how you would do that in a way that's not like disrespectful, you know what I mean? Like making fun of them.
Yeah, just scrolling through the page. It looks like they've taken classic memes, like the little baby with the fist, like, okay. Righteous. And then they've put, some pictures of vans in the background and, like, hey, I knew you could do it. So they're, like, using classic memes for a new cause.
But they're positively messaged memes.
They are. Okay. Yeah, so as far as getting folks into these wheelchair vans that they need to, act, like they're normal people. So I thought that was worth more than a mention here on Free Talk Live, because... sometimes Liberty folks get a bad rap, and they do some really good things. Their charity is second to none. More free talk.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He says it's still about getting vaccinated and boosted as well, but Dr. Anthony Fauci says antiviral pills may now be playing a key role in corralling the COVID-19 spread in America. Appearing on ABC this week, the White House chief medical advisor said when used with other preventative measures, antiviral pills could be what keeps people out of hospitals with serious infections. Although he noted production needs to meet demand in order to get the product into the mouths of those who need it. He also says that keeping yourself tested is going to be vital.
It's going to be very important that we get a greater capability of testing, particularly when the demand for testing is so high, where the combination of the Omicron variant itself, as well as the holiday season, where people want to get that extra level of assuredness.
This is USA Radio News. Trying to get voting rights legislation over the goal line appears to be where Vice President Kamala Harris will be hanging her hat in 2022. She spoke on CBS's Face the Nation, doubling down on the importance of passing what's called the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. She says, quote, the stakes are too high to leave these issues unaddressed. She's also expressing exasperation that half of the Senate, as in Republicans, are refusing to debate the legislation. For now, the situation remains at a standstill, even with the VP's tie-breaking vote. A 70-mile stretch of interstate is closed in California because of severe winter weather. The Department of Transportation says I-80 from Colfax to the Nevada state line closed because of zero visibility. The White House is today announcing it's wishing Americans who celebrate Kwanzaa a very happy one. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
I haven't unmuted you yet. I have the power. This is what happens when you give somebody power. They abuse it. I have the power to silence you. That's right. You can't, nobody can hear. None of our listeners can hear you at all. Both of you. You've been silenced. Ha, 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 ha. I am the dictator. Okay, I'm just kidding. I've unsilenced you now.
No, I don't want to talk.
Well, I hope you do.
I'm rebelling.
This is a radio talk show. So.
You got this segment all to yourself, Captain.
I hope you're happy.
See, nobody is above abusing power when they're given it. So even the most well-meaning, well-intentioned person who goes into politics, who goes to work for the organization commonly referred to as government, can't help but become corrupted because the system itself is corruption. So, this is Free Talk Live, in case you guys are wondering what we're babbling about or why. We are a live radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves. The telephone number, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to join us. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Rich.
We were talking about this Facebook group called Wheelchair Vans from Liberty Memes Fans, who are doing some charity work combined with their memeing powers to help GoFundMe accounts for folks who need wheelchairs.
We did some, well,
or, wheelchair vans. Sorry, yes. Because they're already in a wheelchair and they need the specific type of transportation to get around to be more independent, you know, and feel like they're humans.
We did something similar out in our little community in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a handicapped member of the community who was shunned from a lot of our meetup events because
they're not accessible.
They're not accessible.
Right.
Like, you know, restaurant at the top of the stairs, and it was painful for her to get.
And New England's got some rickety ass stairs.
Right. So, you know, they someone put together a GoFundMe like thing. We literally passed around a hat at some of the events to collect the money so that she could get an electric wheelchair that allowed her to balance and go up the stairs on her own.
Yes, I've seen this, and it's. I mean, as far as wheelchairs go, it's kick ass.
Right.
Yeah, I'd like. Well, if I ever get a wheelchair, that's the model I want.
Yeah. And now you can get the community to pay for it. Because you're a beloved captain.
And I think the best part about this is because people are always like, well, we need taxes because, like, what about the poor people? And, you know, they need health care and they need assistance and food stamps. And I agree with part of that. I think that assistance for people that are in need is a great thing. But we don't need to rob people using force to get them to donate. This proves that people will willingly give their money over if it's a good cause and if they actually care about it. And it's important that people are able to make those decisions. Like, this is important to me. You know, I'm into animal rights, so I would donate to something like that. But if I'm being robbed, then I don't have the extra money to really donate towards what's important to me. I'm kind of just paying for the U.S. military, and that's all I can afford at this point because I'm essentially being robbed.
That's a great point. And the other thing is something like this where it's a group of people, you know, the group can come and go. Maybe you participate for one van and then you're done.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe you stick around and, you know, help keep the thing going. Maybe, you know, this sprouts off into helping different causes voluntarily. But the other thing is like when everybody's done buying vans, they just go back to whatever they were doing. It's not like they create a bureaucracy around it that needs to continuously be funded and justify themselves and justify the continued theft of money to continue to fund all these people who are, you know, all this kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So,
and the average donation in that those vans were so small relative, like $30.
$30 tops. Yeah. Average, I think, was in the $25 range for the donation.
So even if you fund a number of those vans, right, it's not a 30% drain on your income for
the year. Exactly.
The current van that they're funding is for somebody called Emmeline, and you can just find this on GoFundMe as well, but it says, hi, everyone. I'm fundraising for a new vehicle. My daughter, Emmeline, is 4 years old and getting too big to be carried. She's outgrowing her stroller. Emmeline has a chromosome deletion and complex medical diagnosis. She is unable to walk or crawl. She has limited strength in her torso and slow response time in her brain. She's deaf in one ear and severe hearing loss in the other, which has led to delayed speech. My goal with this fundraiser is to help her safely be a part of all the day-to-day activities other kids are a part of. My family is asking for donations towards a new vehicle that her wheelchair can fit in. It would be ideal to get a vehicle that's already accessible. Currently, she tries to throw herself out of her stroller when she's excited or mad. It would be in her best interest for her safety to be able to bring her wheelchair everywhere with her. I would love for her to be a part of everything. Our family would be so thankful to be able to have Emmeline completely participate in our outings and events that are easy, accessible to mobile children. So that's the current one. Again, the Facebook group is Wheelchair Vans from Liberty Memes Fans. This GoFundMe is for Emmeline, Emmeline. If you want to search that out and donate, feel free to do so. I think it's a cool thing, especially around the holidays when people are, you know, a lot of people, the spirit of the holidays is supposed to be giving and, you know, like
overextend your credit limit.
This is something that, like, I would, if somebody said, hey, Captain, I got you a gift, I donated $25 to one of these vans, I'd be like, thank you.
Okay.
Right?
I think that's awesome.
You know, like, yes, you know, don't get me a gift. Give a gift to somebody else who needs a gift. I'll be fine. You know, I take care of myself. I got my needs taken care of.
I mean, that's like the true spirit of the holiday, right? Like giving and community and, you know, family and friendship. Yeah. And it's kind of unfortunately turned into like corporatism and, you know, like
capitalism run amok.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing about libertarians specifically, or voluntarists or anarchists, freedom-loving people, they get a bad rap because somebody decided to call them selfish because our economic views start with the individual. The non-aggression principle.
Because our economic view stems from, like, I can spend my own money the way I want, and you should stop spending my money for me?
Right. Self-ownership is where the philosophy, like, if you don't own yourself, well, then you're somebody's slave. Right? So it stems from self-ownership, and somehow they pervert that into selfish. You guys are just a bunch of selfish bastards. It's like, no, we're not.
I blame Ayn Rand for that. That's an Ayn Rand thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the way I see it is, if you don't respect yourself, and if you don't have your own values and moral compass, then you're not going to respect other people. So I think it's important to start with the individual and to start with the self, and then you extend from there. So I don't see it as a selfish thing at all.
I agree. But folks who haven't dove into the philosophy of, you know, freedom, voluntarism, libertarian, you know, all that kind of stuff, they don't know. Like, oh, I heard you guys are selfish.
And I also do want to say there are some people that refer to themselves as libertarians that are not, you know, well-read in the actual ethics and principles of libertarianism. And they're really just like conservatives. And they kind of might be selfish. So they're kind of giving us a bad rep when, truthfully, I don't think actual libertarianism is that way, and voluntarism.
I used to use the term individualist to describe myself because it's really hard for that to be co-opted.
Yeah.
I know all these individualists.
We're bringing it back.
And they all think, well, no, they don't, because they all think different things because they're all individuals.
Because that's the point.
Yes. That is the point of being an individualist, is to, you know, not be the same.
Oh, and you wonder why the Libertarian Party doesn't grow faster.
Whatever.
Because everyone thinks different. We can't get around a common principle.
Herding cats, yeah. It is a lot like herding cats.
Meow.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So.
Anyways.
Yeah. What are we talking about? Memes. God, I love memes.
I love cat memes.
I really do. Like, just, the internet is a much better place with memes. I can't imagine how much the internet would suck without memes.
Yeah.
Like, it is, it can be, they can be poignant, they can be helpful, they can be hurtful, they can be sad, they can be like, dude, really? You made a meme of that, you know?
I guess I do appreciate it, but I don't think I'd spend that much time surfing memes on the internet.
I'm a meme fan. I mean, it's art, right? And as an artist, I can't help but respect it as an art form. Coming up on Free Talk Live, you heard of the George Carlin 7 words? Well, we've got the 18 offensive words you can't say in another country. More about that is coming up here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-233-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Okay, you can say what you want to say.
I'm just saying that that's how she got her nickname, the Bulldozer.
And that's how space travel is possible today.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
The original TED Talk from that Bill and Ted?
Yes.
On their
excellent one.
Adventures? No.
Nope.
You're too young for Bill and
so.
Ted?
She might have caught the reboot.
Yeah, but that wasn't very good.
Eh.
It was like... Oh, Bill and Ted each had daughters, and they're trying to, like, reboot Bill and Ted by, like, making their daughters into the new Bill and Ted, so they can make a new Bill and Ted movie that's just about the daughters who aren't named Bill or Ted.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
Not even, like, the slightest clue what you're talking about.
That's all right. missing much.
It hit the nostalgia part for me. Like, I was excited to watch it the first time.
I was hoping it would be worthy, and it was not.
Yeah.
Rufus really just, I mean, without Rufus, can Will and Ted really be, like, you know? And, of course, Rufus, listeners who don't know, was played by George Carlin.
Yep. Speaking of.
Oh, segue.
Wow.
Are you trying to, wow, what a good idea.
Nice work, gentlemen.
What a smooth transition.
I thought this is where you were going with that. How perfect would it have been?
Sometimes I don't know where I'm going. But speaking of the seven words, or speaking of George Carlin.
Right.
George Carlin is the inventor of the seven words you can't say on television or radio, which, of course, you can't say here on Free Talk Live because we are a national syndicated radio show.
You can. We'll just beep you.
We won't beep you. We will flush you and then also
disconnect. Free Talk Live.
Also disconnect the call.
Yeah. So don't say those.
And then you're only allowed one call a day. So those are the only rules that we have. But we have this, Richie, you brought this in from the libertarianinstitute.org. What is this about, 18 offensive words?
That you can't say in Canada.
I guess poutine's not one of them.
Oh, they would destroy you if you made that, if you outlawed that.
I'm adding that to my list of reasons why Canada is lame.
What about boot?
Poutine?
Okay, that's also on the list.
Okay.
Right.
Now, since Canadians pronounce things differently, like about is right. A boot. Right? Do you suppose that the real pronunciation of poutine is poutine?
I don't know. Could be.
What's that all about?
What's that about?
I was telling my Canadian friend about the Titanic, and he was like, "What is that, a boat?"
It's a Buddha boat.
A Buddha boat?
Wait, a Buddha boat. That's a boat with Buddha.
I think if you talk to Canadians, it's like instead of a boot, it is a boat. And they, you know, the Americans have bastardized that pronunciation.
I believe the Titanic would qualify as a ship, even though it is a boat. Is a boat a ship? Are all ships boats?
It's like squares and rectangles.
Do we need a Venn diagram for this?
We need a vendetta? What?
About B for Vendetta? 18 offensive words.
Oh, I want to be offended.
Okay.
All right.
Think that the U.S. is the wokiest nation on the planet? Think again. Canada is coming up fast, and with the latest initiative, appears to be on the inside track. What has the Great White, pardon me for using the word North, done to warrant this characterization? They have come up with 18 words that are offensive. You say them only at your peril, at least in the frozen country to the north of the United States.
I'm offended.
We haven't gotten to the words yet. What are these words?
I'm offended we haven't gotten to the words yet.
They are as follows. I'm getting there. Are you ready?
No.
So some of these are more than words. They're phrases that you're not allowed to say.
Oh,
in Canada.
Good. Okay, can't wait.
Ghetto.
You can't say ghetto?
Ghetto is the number one word you can't say in Canada.
That's the number one rule?
I mean, word. It's whatever. Number one on the list.
So when they say you can't say it, what do they mean? Like on TV and radio, like the seven words, or
they have been deemed offensive.
This is just like
these are phrases that have been deemed offensive in Canada.
Okay, so if you're at like the International House of Pancakes in Canada, known as a family restaurant,
what?
I
want to know where he's going with this.
I only imagine that there's an International House of Pancakes in Canada, because if they're not, then it's just they're just the House of Pancakes.
Okay.
Right, there's nothing international about them, right? You don't see an International House of Pancakes in Mexico. You don't see one in Europe. You don't see one.
Oh, so you just need at least one in another country
to be international, right? Yes, correct. So anyway, that has nothing to do with what I was saying. All I was getting at is that
I'm not surprised.
I don't remember what I was getting at. So continue on.
Ghetto. Number two, sell someone down the river.
Well, okay, hang on. Let's go back to ghetto for a minute, because I use that term. No, this is a whole different thought, actually. But how would I know? I forgot the first one, so perhaps it's the original thought coming back. Who knows? I use that frequently to describe, shall we say, of poor quality.
Where you would find the International House of Pancakes?
Yeah.
I don't know, like a dive bar that's really seedy. Like, that place is ghetto, right? Even though it's not like in the ghetto.
Don't say that in Canada. You'll be offending many Canadians.
Okay.
There's some places, like, I can't even think of another word to use. Like, how do you describe Chicopee, Massachusetts without using the word ghetto? You literally can't. There's no other word for it.
Now,
offended.
I do not use the ghetto to refer to the ghetto. You know, I don't use that word to refer to
the
like
projects,
the projects in like, you know, Chicago or whatever, or wherever these terms come from. I don't use it to refer to that. I'll actually call it whatever its, you know, official name is on the government docket, you know, whatever they call that.
You're going to like this next one. Number three, blackmail.
Well, so
you can't even call in a police report
anymore. You're getting ahead of me. So sell someone down the river. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, okay. I don't either.
Well, if
sell
you don't know
someone
what means,
down the river.
Don't say it.
Like, I know something about, you know, like if you said toss somebody in the river. Okay, that makes sense. But I don't know how to sell someone down the river.
Okay.
Like, dude, you're going down the river and you're going to pay me $20. It sounds like you're making the guy you're going to push into the river pay you.
Okay.
But I don't know what.
Maybe you're selling him into slavery down the Mississippi River or something?
To me, it sounds like throwing someone under the bus, you know?
Oh, is that on the list? I don't see it.
All right, so, blackmail. Now,
blackmail
is defined as you've got something on somebody, and you're going to say, hey, if you don't pay me, I'm going to release this information, you know, out into the public, and you'll be really embarrassed.
Right. But the term, it's not the act that's offensive, it's the term. Blackmail. Oh.
So what would they call it?
I don't know.
What do Canadians
like
call black?
The word it's called.
You're looking to me for answers.
Can we,
I just have,
can we have a Canadian call in, please? This is really important.
If you're from Canada and you know what this is all about, please dial 603-283-6160 and let us know, because we're not sure. We're not Canadians.
Brainstorm.
What? Why are you offensive? Canada, grow up.
Okay, so when I was, 8 years old or something, I was in the grade school, they put us in this, not everybody, they chose select kids for whatever reason, they put us in this thing called Future Problem Solvers of America.
Oh, okay. You're the elite.
Which has a, like, big, long title that sounds all impressive, and it was really just, all right, everybody break up into groups, and we're going to give you a story problem, and you have to solve it. Right. And this was called brainstorming. So I learned the word brainstorm, yeah, you know, at 8 years old, at this thing that we had to go do in the library. And, you know, it was a brain exercise. Like, that's all it was. So I don't understand how that could be a bad word.
Savage.
I know, like, there are people with the last name of Savage.
Oh, yeah. Dig it.
Yeah. My friend's last name is Savage.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, you go, and I'm Bill. I'm Bill Harris. Right? Yeah.
Okay. This one, maybe. This one, I can see this one. Have you ever been gypped?
That's a reference to the gypsies.
Right? It is.
So, there's a term that goes around. I learned this as a carny. There's a term that goes around in the sales world called a mark. Right. And a mark is your future customer, basically.
Oh, okay.
But back in the day, what happened is people used to go to, like, a marketplace, and if somebody had, say, more carrying cash than the average person at the market, what they would do is they would, if somebody, like, knew this, one of the vendors at the market, if they saw this, saw a man's wallet, and they're like, oh, that guy's loaded, they would dip their hand into some chalk, and on their way out, they just sort of pat him on the back or somewhere, and quote, mark them, unquote, which is where the term comes from.
Yep.
Also popularized by the gypsies, of course, was what I'm referring to, where the term gypped comes from.
If you've been robbed or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hornswoggled.
Hornswoggled.
Yep.
Powwow.
Isn't that a Native American term?
Maybe that's why it's offensive all of a sudden for white Canadians to say it. Tribe.
Tribe? Really?
Yep. Spooky.
I can't even believe that these words are offensive to anybody.
Black sheep.
Oh, come on. Black sheep? Really? Like, I mean, as far as that term is concerned, I'm definitely the black sheep of my family.
Offensive in Canada.
Well, then, I'm offended by Canada.
Well, they can go, beep!
603-283-6160. More of these 18 words you can't say in Canada here on Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.